给第二个吧。
Yesterday we were talking about Asava, Kankas or taints, which flow from, where do they flow? They flow from the six sense doors, that is eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind. In other words, at the moment of seeing, hearing, tasting, touching. And on which do they flow, or does this Asava flow? On towards the six sense objects, such as visible objects, sound, taste, touch, thoughts, and ideas. So they are like, they flow like blood and pus flowing out of all sores, which are detestable and undesirable. If you just press an old sore, blood and pus are bound to come out. So too with the asavas, kankas, and taints, such as avijja, ignorance, attachment, and views, they will flow every second of the time. Whenever you encounter a desirable object, with your eye, ear, nose, and so on, if you are not guarding your mind with the practice of mindfulness, or if your mind is not protected, the taints or kankas are bound to flow. They are bound to be greed, in the sight of desirable objects, visible objects, such as known as kamasava, craving for sensuality or sense objects. They flow in all speeds. Sometimes they flow at rapid speed, like waterfall. It's quite obvious. So if you're not being mindful of heavy arising in regards to six sense objects flowing through the six sense doors, at times you will hold a view of the existence of individual self or soul. That this individual self or soul, jiva atta, is doing everything, such as seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, and so on. Not being mindful of the realities of mind and body, sakaya, and taking them as present being individual, in respect of these realities of mind and body, you are overcome by ignorance, not knowing the truth, knowing wrongly. Such is avijja-asava, ignorance. So if you are not able to stop this flow with mindfulness, if you just calculate for the sake of calculation, at the rate of 1 second per flow, in 1 minute, there will be 6 times this kanka or thing flowing, and 300 times in 5 minutes, and so on. So such is, in this way, this asava will flow in minutes, from minutes to hours, and hours to days and months. Such is known as asava, kanka, or taints. This way we talk about how it flows at the moment of seeing an idol as regards the visible object. It's flowing from the eye towards the visible object. And if one is not mindful, they are bound to enter the stream of consciousness, or they are bound to attack your mind. If you are mindful, they will be stopped. You are able to cultivate knowledge, and they will be cut off. So the root cause of this asava lies in the lack of mindfulness. Hence, it is said by the Buddha, monks, you should guard against these asavas. Now, in short, you should guard your mind with vigilant mindfulness of every arising. In some discourses, the asava, taste or canker, has given been another and rendering as sota, stream. They are First of all, the nasota, the stream of craving or karakaranga of craving, craving for sense objects, desirable sense objects, wishing to enjoy, seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, and so on, manifested as greed as regards sense objects. And for those who are imaginative, prone to fantasies, they have thoughts and ideas, craving for thoughts and ideas, long for them. Such is known as Janna current, the stream or the current of craving. Anyone is not mindful of every arising mind-body object as they arise through the six sense doors. You are not knowing the truth, and you are seeing them as self or soul, jiva ada, individual self or soul. That individual self or soul is doing everything, such as seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, and so on. Such kind of view can occur in you, and in this case, you are said to be flowing like the teeth or da, the current or stream of views, wrong views, which will also flow in you. And so long as you are not mindful, so long as you are not able to realize the first part consciousness, Sarabodhi Megha, and not able to uproot this view of self or personality view, Sakaya Deity, you always hold the view of self or soul, Adda, as first of all, Jiva Adda, self or soul, individual self or soul, which is governed by Supreme Self or soul, Paramata Adda. This is also deity current, which also kills us, defilement. This kills us, sota, current or stream of defilements, such as when you encounter undesirable objects, you will be overcome by ill will. And then anything which will cause pride, they will be overcome by pride and conceit, mana, and so are with envy, avarice. All these things are impurities. They are oppressive elements, and when they enter, they are bound to torture you. Like when you touch a fire, you will become hot, you will be burned, and when the fire burns, it will not leave good things, it will leave soot or black, dirty things behind. So do with the defilements. When they enter your stream of consciousness, they are bound to torture you, persecute you, like the fire burning you. And then after they have tortured you, the kilesas, the defilements, will leave behind impurities, not pure ones. Such are the effects of these defilements. And when you indulge in them, you are bound to commit wrongdoing by both body and speech. Such is also dhotrita, sota, the stream or current of unwholesomeness or immoralities. The root cause lies in not knowing the truth of mind and body. That is avijja, ignorance, not knowing the truth, knowing in the wrong way. Abhidhipadi avijja and makes abhidhipadi avijja. Simple unknowing and knowing wrongly. Except with your flow like current all the time, except the time when you are fast asleep. Whenever you see here, this, that, and all these sense impressions. Because you're not mindful, you won't know the truth, you will see wrongly. So in this way, in the text, some texts are given this sota, current or stream, which flow continuously.
Yeah.
So in this way, these currents flow forever. And like when you are being drifted along real current, when the calendar is deep, you have nothing to hold on, nothing to depend on, you cannot reach the bottom, no sides or top. So too with the beings in the spiritual world, they have nothing to depend upon, they have nothing to hold on. So they are being drifted along all sorts of currents. Prior to the enlightenment of the Buddha, there have been many ascetics who had attained jhana, abhinyas, absorptions, mundane absorptions, and supernormal powers. But they know that there are currents, and they don't know how to stop or weaken or cut them off. Although they have attained these supernormal powers and absorptions, the only result or advantage of attaining to mundane jhanas and abhinyas is rebirth in the material and immaterial worlds, Brahma worlds. But they are not aware of how the method of cutting off, weakening or cutting off these kilesa currents. So in this way, they just live and their life without knowing the method of weakening or cutting off these currents. So during the Buddha's time, one ascetic known as Achita, who attained mundane jhana and absorption, came to the Buddha and asked the Buddha his problems regarding the sota current or stream. And this is very interesting. This is how this ascetic Achita asked this question to the Buddha. Venerable sir, everywhere the sota current or streams flow continuously. And please answer how to check the flow of these currents and also how to block or cut them off altogether. And this PDHA is stopping or checking the flow. Like when water is flowing from the tap, you just check the flow, block it, so as to weaken the flow. Then only you'll be able to cut off altogether. So the Buddha answered this question and repeated by repeating first what ascetic Achita said, that the currents of defilements, etc., kilesa current, tanha, sota, avijja current, all these currents, all sorts of currents, they are flowing in this world. In the worlds. Worlds mean all kinds of worlds. Animal world, human world, Deva world, Brahma world, or in another sense, in the world of sense impression, seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, these currents flow continuously. And it has to be checked with the practice of mindfulness, sati, tisam, nivaranam. That is, those currents will be checked with mindfulness, sati, so that one will be able to check the momentum of the flow with mindfulness by noting every object that arises at the moment of seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, even to the minute extent of minute details. If you are able to activate mindfulness, then all these impurities which can arise if you are not mindful will not have a chance to arise in the stream of consciousness. They are said to be checked or stopped. You just try and practice, you will be able to verify with your own practical experience. There will be no current of impurities flowing in you if you are able to activate mindfulness. And if you know every arising of mind-body object, you will be able to know the realities of mind and body, beginning with the discernment of mind and body, and the conditionality, and the universal characteristics of impermanence and so on. Such is cultivating the insight knowledge. When you see things arising and passing away, seeing the impermanent nature of objects, then you will overcome the view of permanence. If you see unsatisfactoriness, then you overcome the view of self-actualness. If you see selfless, soulless, unmanageability, then you will be able to overcome the wrong views, deities, because you are knowing the truth. In this way, you are checking the flow of these currents for the activation of mindfulness, and then you will cut off when you cultivate knowledge. And this is how the Buddha replied to ascetic Ajita. So, yeah, brother, let us say when you hear something, you practice mindfulness so as not to allow this Kichita current to flow in you. That is, to note at the very moment of hearing, not leaving it to be in debt, so to speak. Practice in the spirit of Satipatthana so that your noting mind penetrates into the object, rush into the object, so as to cover, so that your noting mind covers the object in its entirety. The energetically focusing on the object to be noted. Even if you are not able to cultivate insight knowledge, if you are able to activate your mindfulness in respect of this hearing, at the moment of hearing, you are preventing kilesas, or halting kilesas, from entering your stream of consciousness, because the deep mindfulness has a property of protection, protecting your mind. And even if you hear desirable, sweet sound or voice, you are protecting your mind with mindfulness so that this tanha sota, the current of craving, will stop, will be checked. Same thing goes with other currents of defilements, impurities, if you are able to note at the very moment of hearing. And even if you encounter desirable or undesirable objects, there will be no likes or dislikes. You will not be elated with desirable object or dejected about an undesirable object. And the same thing goes with other defilements. So that, because there is no extreme greed or hatred arising in you, and because you are not indulging in them, there will be no wrongdoing by body and speech. So that you are said to be stopping the flow of Lochrita Sota, the current of unwholesomeness or immoralities. So if you are able to note at the very moment, you are bound to understand the existence of these elements, such as we have discussed at one time, the striker element, the base element, and the ignition element, and know that they are all elements, and there's no atta in them, no self or soul in them, and they themselves are not self or soul, in respect of the sound heart. So there are only mind and body, nama rupa. And also there are these mentalities such as contact and feeling. You are able to discern one element after another, so that there will be no simple unknowing or misconception, no apatipati avijja or michapatipati avijja. It is two kinds of unknowing. So because you are knowing the truth of mind and body with the practice of mindfulness, you are stopping the flow of the current of atta, the current of deity, the current of views, wrong views, and if you are able to cultivate knowledge, you will cut off these currents to the point of no return, or you stop the flow of these currents altogether. So, if you are able to note at the very moment of hearing, you are bound to see these elements as elements, like base elements and so on. And they are conditioned only, and they are universal characteristics. And then you know that they are just elements. And everything is in process, they're just phenomena rolling on. They're mere process. So in this way, mindfulness stops the flow of kilesa current and knowledge cut off altogether. This can be verified with your own practical experience. The same thing can be applied to other sense impressions, such as seeing, tasting, touching, and so on, all these sense impressions, and also other body movement, like bending, stretching, and so on. If you are able to activate mindfulness, the defilements and impurities which can arise if you are not mindful will be checked. And with knowledge, they will be cut off altogether. So in this way, there will be checking and cutting off, checking and cutting off. This will be understood by the practicing yogis. And this way, Buddha answered a question to ascetic Ajita. In reply to Ajita's question, that sotatesam nivaranam, the mindfulness stops the flow of the currents, and pinyayate pidiyare, wisdom or knowledge will cut off the currents altogether. That means cultivating the inside knowledge, vipassana, practice of vipassana, and path consciousness, metta, will cut off these currents altogether. So in this way, these two answers were given to this ascetic, Brahmana ascetic, in answer to his question, that mindfulness is the means of checking the flow, and knowledge or wisdom is the means of cutting off the currents altogether. And that the ascetic Ajita was very delighted with the reply given to him by the Buddha. And he was practicing the Dharma, he and his associates were able to reach the sufficient stillness, to reach the state of apprehension of stillness of all defilements, and realize arahantship, the supreme holiness. So in this way, this is how the current is checked and stopped. As for those in material world, if you are drifted along a current, especially a deep, swift flowing current, you will not be able to reach anything, do anything, hold on to anything, neither to hold on at the bottom, on the sides, or on the top, so that there will be nothing to depend upon. Same thing goes with the beings. They have nothing to depend upon. They have nothing to hold on. So the Buddha had this Mahakaruna, great compassionate feeling, and said this to all beings, or preached the Dhamma, that the beings should depend on themselves, not on others. Said, monks, one should depend on yourself, not on others. And you are the one to be dependent upon, and you must exert your energy. So, this is the difference between other denominations, because a lot of people in the world depend upon many uncertain things, like depending upon the devas, depending upon Brahmas, or Supreme Being, and which are said to promise to take all the responsibilities, good or bad, belonging to the beings. So, in this way, these denominations preach to depend on these things altogether, that the Supreme Being will take all the responsibility. And while Charo was had read during his young days, some books which said that the Supreme Being, since they could not do anything about these immoral people, they are put on a raft and drifted along the current. And God knows, or Lord knows, where they reached, where they are gone, where their destination was. But in the case of Buddha, it's not so. The Buddha exhorted beings to exert, to make their own exertions with great compassionate feeling, saying, monks, don't depend upon others, depend on yourself. Depend on yourself means depend on the Dhamma, because Dhamma will sustain, help, or bear the Dhamma practitioner. That was what the Dhamma will sustain, the Dhamma practitioner. And in this way, they should depend upon the Dhamma. And what is the Dhamma to be dependent upon? The Dhamma is nothing other than the mindfulness of four objects of meditation, namely Kaya, Vedana, Citta, Dhamma. Objects of the body, feeling, mind, and general objects, activity, mindfulness in the spirit of Satipatthana. In other words, practicing, excuse me, Kaya Nupasana Satipatthana, mindfulness of the body, Vedana Nupasana Satipatthana, mindfulness of feeling, Citta Nupasana, mindfulness of mind objects, and the Dhamma Nupasana Satipatthana, mindfulness of general objects or Dhamma objects. All these things come under Dhamma, which beings should depend upon. So the beings should depend upon themselves in this way, not on others. They should depend upon the Dhamma. Dhamma means the practice of Satipatthana. In this way, the Buddha gave the exact guidance, instructions, with great compassionate feeling. He gave a method how to weaken and cut off these streams, currents, including those people who are so-called immoral people, dukkha-ritas. As for other denominations, they could not bear them, so they are put on a raft and drifted along the currents, and nobody knows what the destination was. So in the case of Buddha, it was not so. And the Buddha had the great compassionate feeling. He gave them method to stop and check the flow. There is a difference between the Buddha and other religious leaders. So one should depend on oneself, not on others. And to put it down to practice, when you are noting this main object of rising and falling during sitting, as rising takes place, you are activating your mindfulness continuously. And as the mind is concurrent with the object of attention, you are bound to see the realities, stiffness, tension, movement, all the sensations, elements, one by one. There are many, all giving place to the new. They are in microscopic elements, series of elements. And you know the impermanent nature of these things. And such is the practice of Kaya Nupassana Satipatthana, mindfulness of the body. So do with the other mindfulness of feelings, Vedana, Nupasana, Satipatthana, mindfulness of the mind and general objects. So just imagine at that moment, you are not allowing these currents to flow. You are stopping, weakening, and cutting off altogether. And knowing the truth of mind and body, you are supposed only when you are able to reach the first path, consciousness, Sotapatti Magga, will you be able to cut off this deity sota altogether. And also the same thing goes with other kilesa currents, the currents of impurities, currents of defilement, you are able to cut off and you are able to stop and cut off. And indulging in them, there will be no immoral deeds, so the immoral currents, the current of immoralities also will be checked and cut off. And seeing the mind and body and the universal characteristics, you are able to cut off this flow of avijja, ignorance. Then you will not be drifting along the kilesa currents, and in this way, this practice of Satipatthana becomes something to depend upon, something you can hold on, that is, exerting yourself. And the same thing goes with mindfulness of other objects. You can depend in this way on the mindfulness of other objects as well. So that's why it is said that adai adino nato. One should depend on oneself, not others. Oneself means the practice of satipatthana, because mindfulness can check the flow of currents and knowledge can cut off altogether. Such is the cultivation of oneself. This is dependence on oneself, self-exertion, self-cultivation, and you gain the benefit. We stop here for the day.